أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had taken the qasr of four things, and then Allah Ta'ala has made the statement that Allah has created man in the best of forms. And of the four things which Allah Ta'ala has taken qasr, one of them was figs. With regard to that, ulama have written, the atibba, the doctors, the hakims have written that figs are extremely good for the kidneys of a person. Also, it is very, very effective for phlegm and all the effects of phlegm, which is what has to do with the lungs, etc. All for that also, figs are extremely beneficial. Also, for the liver and for the spleen, it is very, very, very beneficial. So, and also Allah Ta'ala has made the fig tree such that there are no thorns in it, so it is very easy to pick the fruit. And also, it isn't a very tall, high tree. So to take the fruit, Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy. And similarly, great, great benefits have been mentioned of the olives also. Much more great benefits have been mentioned of the olives. And when understanding that, we can understand, we can get some idea of the great benefits of Tur Sina, of Baitul Maqdis, of the Mount Sinai, and also of Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, that these were the places of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, where they are bound, where Jibreel alayhi salam came repeatedly, and where they had made a great, great ibadat, and what great barakat Allah Ta'ala has kept in these places. After all that, Allah Ta'ala then says, the reason for taking all these four qasams is that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Humne banaya aadmi khub se andaze par. We have created man in the best and most perfect forms. Mankind, of all the creation of Allah, Allah has made man the most honorable and the greatest. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have granted great honor to the children of Adam, that is to mankind. In the form that Allah has made mankind, this is the most beautiful form. In another place, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. The nafs, this body, and how balanced Allah Ta'ala has made it. The whole body Allah has made very, very balanced also. Outwardly also, the two legs are the same size, the two hands are the same size, the two ears are the same size, if the two nostrils are the same size, all these things, if they were out of balance, as some people have some defect, and there are various reasons for that also, so that we could appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given us. So all this here, and then the inwardly also, Allah has kept a person by nature very balanced. And if anything is out of balance, like for example his blood pressure, if it is too high, too low, he's got a problem. The sugar levels, he has to have sugar in his body, but too high is a problem, too low is a problem. Cholesterol also, everything Allah Ta'ala has made it balanced. And here is an indication also that if we eat the right food in the right way, in the right quantities, then inshallah this balance will also remain in order. But when we upset that order, that system of Allah Ta'ala, we eat the wrong food. Today it's a fashion to eat junk food, and we are in fact proud to eat junk food, etc. So we ourselves are upsetting that balance, and consequently when we have to face that, then we have endless problems. Then usually it happens that no matter what treatment, we don't come right also, and we have to face the consequences. So Allah Ta'ala has made this a natural way. Then this human being, which Allah has made in the best of forms, then Allah has made him responsible to acquire the best of character, akhlaq, the best of beliefs, etc., the most correct beliefs. Man himself is responsible for his own actions. He does all his actions with his own intentions. Like we came for namaz now, we did it with our own intention. We came for namaz, so he will be rewarded accordingly. If a person commits a guna, it is also his own intention, and he himself is committing that guna, and consequently he will have to face it unless he makes tawbah, which is also a good deed, which is also by his intention he makes tawbah. So when Allah has made man like this, the most beautiful form, it is he by his intention who brings the qualities within himself. He should bring the right qualities, the correct beliefs he must bring himself. To believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is the most perfect thing. And a person, if he just has to reflect, ponder and think, it is just natural that he will realize that there is only one being and he is the creator of everything. And then as far as all our ibadat are concerned, the most beautiful ibadat that Allah has given mankind, all, whether it is namaz, and in namaz whether it is standing position, the ruku, the sajda position, in fact what all the different malaika, whatever ibadat they are doing, Allah has given it to us by his grace and mercy in two rakats of namaz. What the rest of the creation of Allah are in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has given us in our two rakats of namaz. Like for example, trees that are standing up, that are standing upright, that is the qiyam. They are continuously in the ibadat of Allah in a standing position. Then we find four-legged animals. They are always bowed down. Allah gave it to us in our ruku. Then we get those other creation of Allah that crawl on the earth, which is, they are all the time in sajda. Allah gave that to us also. Then of course the birds, etc., which are chirping and making the zikr of Allah. Allah put that also in our namaz. Everything we can think of in two rakats of namaz, Allah has put it. Now man, by his intention and his effort, should bring all this. Then this human body, outwardly it's also, it's beautiful, and then inwardly also. Then for dunya also it is beautiful, for akhirat also it is beautiful. So Allah has made man in this form, and Allah has given him the opportunity to beautify and adorn himself with the true beauties also, and that he lives accordingly in this world and in the akhirat also. May Allah bless us with these realities.